Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Hi, Meat Hook Jim here. We are going to continue with part two of our interview.
There we go. Well, so then, Chris, then you know what? This is a thing that I say and I tell all my girlfriends or even my male friends. I say, you know what? There really isn't a reason to be jealous unless you are very insecure. And if you're insecure, then you need to deal with that or whatever. I mean, people deal with things in their own way. I'm not a jealous person. So for me, you know what? If it was role reversals, it would not be a problem. I mean, I was on TV. You get that all the time. You get the men who go, well, you know what? I mean, all my high school classmates that were football players, guess what they used to do on Saturdays? They would have glow watch parties. Yeah. All of them. So like a group of about 15 of my close friends. Well, my one classmate used to be a football player at UNLV. So he used to come to all our matches when he was in town for the filmings. And he's Indonesian, but he looks like a local island boy. So he would come with the lei, the flower in his hair, with the sarong around him. And he would sit with all his teammates from UNLV, and they would cheer for the Royal Hawaiian. So I know there's the people that, you know, liked me, regardless of if I was spitting pineapples at you or yelling in your face or cheating or whatever, for whatever reason, right? They had, you know, they had their little crush. So thank you, Chris, for being, you know, the nice wife that you are, girlfriend at the time and wife that you are now. And Jim, thank you for that interest in, I guess, being a wrestler that you were interested in. It's exciting and it's humbling and a little embarrassing sometimes, depending on
blushing.
How
you can can't see it, but he's blushing.
Well, you should see us when we're in whatever city and we're at an event and they're telling me this. I'm the one that's blushing. I'm like beet red because I'm like, they're like, oh yes, I was so in love with me, so in love with you that I watched you every Saturday and then over and over again until the next week when I could see you again, and you know all their stories. And it was just so to me, it was funny, but at the same time, just an honor that somebody really liked me, you know, because everybody said, oh, well, you were a bad guy. And I'm like, yeah. And you know, they wanted to make me good and I refused because when they saw that I had all these fans, even though I was cheating, they said, we're going to change it to a baby face. I said, no, you're not. I said, the Royal Hawaiian is not a baby face. And they used to compare me to Roddy Piper. They said, oh, you're kind of one of those kind of guys where the people love him, but then you know how he is. And I said, yeah. I said, so why would I want to change? You know, I said, personally, I didn't see myself being a baby face. I had too much fun being a heel. So I told them, I decline. And it never happened.
Yeah, you know, everybody loves a good heel.
Yep, that's why, you know. And it was fun. It was actually like I wasn't a nasty, nasty heel. You know what I mean? I was kind of like, I played with my crowd, you know, and I was always into, you know, engaging them and having them kind of play into whatever I was doing. I mean, you probably saw the episode where I wheeled in the pineapple hut. Well, everybody asked me, so how did you get that? Did you just tell the prop master that you needed this thing and you were going to wheel in a bunch of pineapples? I said, prop master? What prop master? I said, I made that thing. I said, I went and told them what I wanted to do. And they said, no problem. You need it. Go for it. Go get it. Save all the receipts. Bring the receipts back and we'll reimburse you for the cost. And I went out and I went to, I don't know at the time, I don't know if it was Home Depot or Ole's or whatever that hardware store was. And I went and I got a trash can and I bought that stuff that you use outside in your yard that's bamboo that you put against a fence. And then I bought some grass skirts and, you know, I found all this stuff and I got bamboo sticks to make the triangle top. And I did that myself. Nobody helped me. I was in my room sawing away at the bamboo and, you know, doing, cutting everything up. And then I put all these pineapples in it. And then I was came out, you know, crushing them, banging them on my head, crushing them, eating them, and then handing out pineapples. So everything was just fun, you know, and they let us run with it and do what we wanted. And like Hollywood, she used to do her own thing too. She went out and they gave her costumes. She went out and bought her own, you know, because she wanted a certain look. And it worked. They let us do it, you know. So lots of fun. But thanks, Jim. Now I'll be embarrassed when I see you. Oh, it's funny.
Way to go, Jim.
But you're going to be there too, right, Chris?
I'm the bell ringer.
Yeah,
I have to be. I'm the ding-a-ling.
So you'll be there. So yeah. I'm actually I'm one of those loyal one man women kind of gals. So I have lots of male friends and I've become friends with a lot of the guys that used to watch me and my classmates and such, and they get a kick that I'm still doing it today, you know. So I tell people, you have no worries. I said, if your boyfriend, husband, or whatever was infatuated as a young boy or a man today, you're safe. It's okay. I don't wander into married or taken men. So
it's all good. Cool. I trust him with my life. So why can't I trust him with this?
Yeah, that's it. That's what you got to do. But it's fun. It's a fun thing. We just got back from a globe cruise from Mexico last week, and I met a lot of couples, and they were all just wonderful, fun, kind of the same things like this. Start talking, and then when they find out who we are, because we had fans on the cruise, it was a globe cruise, and they were like, no way, you're not the real globe girl, the Royal Hawaiian. I'm like, yes, I'm the real McCoy, is that it's me. And they're like, but how could that be? You look like you're 35, 40 years old. And I'm like, well, that show was 33 years ago, so I couldn't possibly be that age. And then they, you know, some of them, the men were just like, I saw you. It was 1985. You started, and then you did the pilot. And then 1986, season one started. And the guy knew everything. And I'm like, oh, my God. And they actually lived, like one couple lived close to where I used to live. And it was just crazy just meeting the people that, you know, had seen it back in the 80s. And he was like, oh, yeah. He says, I was so much a wrestling fan back then. So he was excited. The wife even knew what it was. She says, oh, yeah, we used to watch it all the time. We've been married forever. And I'm like, wow. Because we weren't married when we were watching it, but we've been married for a long time. And so we've met a lot of good friends on this past cruise. So looking forward to seeing a lot of them coming up, because we have an event next month. And we met some people from San Diego, from San Bernardino here in California, some from Modesto, some from Northern Cal, and they're all going to try and come down to the LA Comic-Con next month. So they were excited, saying, wow, we met you guys, and now we can come to an event, and we know you now. So that's kind of fun. That's fun. So we look forward to that.
Well, speaking of events, I know, Donnie, you definitely wanted to talk about this, and we've already touched on it a little bit, but the Arnold next year, what do we got going on?
Yeah, the Arnold is our two-day event. We'll be there March the 7th and the 8th. And the reason, not the main reason, but a big reason that Royal Hawaiian is on here with us is because Royal Hawaiian, Hollywood, and Envy from Soul Patrol will be joining us, be joining New Ohio Wrestling at the Arnold on March 7th and 8th.
Yay! Can't wait! So we'll look, we have, you know, a couple other girls in mind, so there may be some additions, but definitely the three of us will be there. And of course, just to let the fans know, we come and take pictures, sign autographs, we have merchandise to sell, so if they want to come and get t-shirts, hats, patches, 8x10s, whatever character items we have there. And I actually have a book that I take with me everywhere, which is all the original I call it the old GLOW history book, because it's something that I just collected, and whatever was, there's not a lot, but it's what I did for the first year. And a lot of girls kept stuff, but then in all these years, they got rid of it and dumped it and stuff like that. And the first event I did when I came back, I took my portfolio with me. I had it in a regular, like, model portfolio, never changed anything. It was just everything from when I collected it. And I took it with me and I left it in the car. And then when we were at the event, the girls were going, oh, too bad we don't have, you know, something old that was from, I said, oh, really? You want something old? And they're like, are you kidding me? These people want to see the vintage stuff. They want to see the stuff from the 80s. I said, oh, I have a whole book of it in the car. They're like, well, what are you doing leaving it in the car? Go get it. So I went and brought it. And then since then, it's been everywhere with us. But it was so old that the pages were not disintegrating, but, you know, it had the page that you put all the things on, photographs, newspaper articles, and then it has like a, you know, the clear cover. Well, all the clear covers were cut at the seam where it's supposed to stay closed to protect everything, but it was so old, they were all, you know, torn up. So I redid the whole book and put it in a new photo type album. It's sparkly glow pink with glitter, and it's got all of that in it. So fans can come and browse through that. I've got a couple pieces that I've had collectors offer some big money for. And unfortunately I haven't let go of them, but I have one piece that someone offered me almost a grand for. And then I had another couple fans offer to buy my jacket. I have a glow, like baseball type, the old fashioned satin baseball jackets, button ups, mm-hmm. with my name. It says Royal Hawaiian in the back. It says GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, really big. And just to tell you how much that's been saved in my life for these 33, 34 years, is I went to WOW filming last week. I was there for all 3 days. And somehow that jacket was on the back of my chair. And when I left every night, I always looked, because I always check the area. I'm a mother. I always check everything. And I was a Girl Scout and I didn't see anything. So I got home and I started calling the guys that came with me, because they always carry my stuff, you know. And I said, did any of you happen to see my jacket? Did I bring it in the last night? I said, because I know it was hot in there. The first night I took it, but everybody else was cold. Jungle Woman had a sweater on. I said, I'm not cold. I'm always hot. So come to find out, I called the theater the next morning. And I said, by chance, did anybody turn in? I said, if they did, then maybe they didn't know what it was, or they were just a really honest person. I said, did anybody turn in a black satin jacket with hot pink letters that say GLOW Wrestling, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling? They said, yes, we have it. It's here in the office. They said, oh, what? I said, you gotta be kidding. I said, oh, wow. I've had a fan offer me a couple grand for the jacket. I mean, I had one person offer me $900 for this pamphlet that we gave out at the Nappy convention when we were selling the syndicated show before season one. And you'll get to see that on the day that we come in on Saturday. We'll have that at the booth, but Hollywood took it and tried to replicate it, and it came out good, but I don't know, I guess because they know it's a copy and it's not an original. It's a fantastic piece though, because it's like a folder, like a 8x10, but you open it like a regular just folder, like a peachy folder, if you remember those. You open it up, but the ring pops out, and so you could actually stand it up. And the ring, you see all four corners, and then all the girls are on the side of it. So you'll get to see it. But the jacket, you know, I told one gentleman, I said, if I can't fit it the next time I see you, because at the time I could not fit it, I was so fat. Mm-hmm. I told him, if I can't fit it, I'll let you buy it. And he said, really? I said, really. And so that was another reason for my motivation for losing weight. So I total today, I've lost about 75 pounds. Since I got back from the cruise, the doctor told me I lost another 3 pounds. I thought for sure I'd gained 5. And when I saw this guy not 6 months later, I could put the jacket on and button it up. And he was so sad. He was so sad, but he said, I'm so glad that you can now wear it and you've lost the some of the weight, right? So I was excited. And that was actually in 2017 in Vegas at CAC. So I've lost a little bit more. So it's a total of about 78 pounds now. So yeah, I've done it the old fashioned way, you know, no magic pill and no tummy tuck or whatever they do now for all that. I jumped in the gym. I started hiking again, was in the pool every day and completely changed my eating and miss Italian food and pasta. I used to eat pasta like 4 or 5 times a week, and now I eat it 2-3 times a month. So I cut out bread and all the good stuff. But I still indulge, you know, every once in a while. I just don't do it every day like I used to. So, but you'll see that stuff. I bring it to the shows because I know the fans like to see that kind of stuff.
I look forward to it personally because I used to watch it too.
Yeah, so you'll get a kick. You'll like it too, Jim. You'll get to see all the promo things that we did when we went to, you know, when it went to Nappy, and the pictures and the handouts of what we gave to the people trying to buy, you know, the show for their stations, and then the newspaper articles, and when we were in those throwaway pages like the National Enquirer and the Examiner, and all those have all the color centerfold pages, we were in those, and I have copies of those in there. So it's really neat. I've got a like a pile of some script, you know, the paperwork that was a script for something. I have an old TV guide that shows when we were on and the time slot and the channel we were on. So just stuff like that. And then stuff from our photo shoots and stuff like that, getting ready for the show. So you'll get to see it. It'll be a good thing for you to be able to look back at and go, wow, that's 33 years old.
Very cool.
It'll definitely be fun. Cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of fun, if you hadn't known, but I'm sure you do now, Chris is our timekeeper for New Ohio Wrestling.
No, I'm your dingling.
You're resident dingling.
Yes. Yes, that's what she said.
Yeah. And Jim is one of our ring announcers.
I think I talked when I was talking to you, Jim. I think you told me that, right?
I did. So yes.
That I knew. Yeah, because when we had that real long in-depth conversation, I know we talked a lot of wrestling, so I do remember that. But I didn't know there was a miss. I didn't know who Chris was, and that she's your wife, and that she's part of the which I would think if it's a family affair, right? You got to have something for the family to do too. So that's kind of awesome.
Well, my daughter's also involved. She is the gear girl. She goes around and collects all of the excess costuming, so it's safe.
Safe, and you get it back. And
people don't walk away with it. Yeah. And she takes it back to the dressing room. So she's kind of well known in the dressing room. She says she doesn't care if guys are half in and half out of their underwear.
Right.
She just walks in.
I watched that for 3 days at WOW. Because I was sitting right by the commentator table and right by the entrance where they come in. So they take off all their garb and then they hand it to one guy and he walks away with it. So I got to see all that stuff, which I never really paid attention to. But because I was right smack there in front of it, I mean, we were in the front row to where the girls were jumping over the railing and into the front and second row where they cleared everybody out. So it was fun. So I got to see all that kind of, you know, behind the scenes kind of things with all their, either their belts or part of their costumes and stuff like that. So that was exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw you post a picture of yourself with Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah. I haven't even posted all the pictures, but yes, she's amazing. Amazing.
She is. We watch her on Impact Wrestling all the time.
Yep. Yeah, she's just, you know, and they boo her like crazy, you know, because of all she does. And I said, you know what, the more reason why I was screaming and yelling, you know, because she was a heel. But I like some of the good girls too. So, and there was a couple, you know, I mean, you don't have to always like the heels, you know, but I do cheer for them and such. But those girls are amazing. I mean, I saw some of the stuff that we came up with back in the 80s that they're still using, and then all this new stuff that they do. Reina, the girl from the Philippines that she always wears the red and gold, She does some wild thing from the third rope. I don't even know what it's called. She does like this dolphin spinner thing. Like she makes three spins around and then plops like my Hawaiian crush splash and pins them that way. But I don't know how she does. And some of them, the stuff they were doing, there's no way you could pay me. You know, I don't know how much to do. I'd never even attempt it. They are crazy girls. All over the place, these girls. I mean, it is amazing. So I was just in awe of all of them. And then they announced in the dressing room, oh, the Royal Hawaiian is here, because I was there the first night by myself and some fans. And so they said, one of my other friends said, oh, yeah, the girls were all excited that you were here and they wanted to meet you. And then and Jungle Woman, Erica's one, she's just a sweetheart, and she's just an awesome, awesome wrestler. That's a Jungle Girl. And so I've known her for a long time when she originally started 19 years ago with David. And she's just amazing. And for her age, keeping up with, you know, the youngsters. I met two of the new novice. They're just beginners. They just had like a 1 day like introductory, and they're like young in their 20s, you know, and she's holding her own at her age and with these young girls, you know. So it was exciting. Unfortunately, well, maybe I shouldn't say, because you haven't seen it. She you watched WOW?
Don't have access to it right now.
Okay, well then should I spoil it? No, I won't spoil it for you.
Okay,
but she was there, and she's fabulous. And so I plan to go and try and visit her soon. She lives in Virginia. That's Jungle Girl. And I got to meet her son and her husband, and they own a gym in Virginia. So I wanted to go and check it out and visit her and stuff. So, but I met all kind of them. The Psycho Sisters, the two Vietnamese twin sisters. I forget what they're like, the hillbilly girls. Actually, Jesse Jones is one of Hollywood's friends, so I have already met her before. And Lana Starr. Who else did I meet? Oh, the Lioness. She's a fairly new wrestler, and she's great. There's a ton of them. They are so good. So I just had a ball. So I rounded up a few of the girls for the second night and went with about a dozen of us and fans. And then the third night, some of the fans wanted to go again. So we went again for the third night. So we were there all three nights. So it was real exciting, real fun just to be back in, just to watch live wrestling. It's just such a rush, you know. And because we're recognized and people know, they're like, oh, you guys are the trailblazers and are finally getting the recognition you deserve, and people know who you are, and, you know, Netflix is made about you girls. And so it's really, you know, a thing where, you know, we never thought that would happen, because back in the day, you know, Vince McMahon, he didn't like us. He would tell all his wrestlers, don't talk to the Glow Girls.
Right. You know,
we still would talk to them, but he didn't know that. But he did not like us at all.
Vince doesn't like anybody.
I know. That's why we said new blood needs to come out and start something different and new and fresh. You know, so that's why with the WOW, with the season two that they're just filmed, it's exciting because it's new. They're young. They got some veterans, but the wrestling is just top notch. I mean, amazing stuff that they're doing. So good for David. This is ultimately what David McLean wanted when he started GLOW. He wanted to get women's wrestling on TV, and that's what he's got. He's got strictly a women's wrestling show, you know, and that's what he wanted. So it's great to see that he's succeeded in what he, you know, set out to do 34 years ago. Not to say that our show, after he left, of course, ours was a combination. It was a wrestling show along with the comedy, the sketches, the music videos, the singing and dancing and the raps and the silly endings with Hollywood throwing pies in his face and him being in the photo booth and us sitting under the hair dryers telling jokes, you know, all of that the fans love. They either love it or they don't, or they still watch because they like the wrestling. And then some of them watch it strictly for the comedy. They're like, oh, I didn't even care if you wrestled or not. Like for me, my favorites were Chainsaw and Spike and Phyllis and Arlene. I have a friend who made me a compilation tape, James Mayer. He's in Florida. And he's got everything you could think of. We're only missing one episode of GLOW. He made me a tape strictly of the Housewives. And it's matches. It's their matches. I use it as my my housework motivation. I put that on. I don't even watch it. I just listen to them talk and bicker back and forth and the fighting and whatever's going on. And I just listen and enjoy myself cracking up while I'm doing my chores. And I said, those two girls could have had a half hour sitcom easy and people would have been watching them. You know, that's how good it was. And when they came on, David and Matt, I guess, are the ones who showed them my matches. And then they said, are you ready? Do you think you're ready to do something like this? And they're like, yeah, we think we could do it. And they said, okay, that's the girl you're going to be wrestling with. And they're like, what? And they're like, yeah, she's going to teach you. She's going to be the one throwing you around. And they said that they were scared shitless. Oops, can I say that?
Yeah, you're
I'm sorry. You could beep it out. And so when I had them on a radio show, because they live up in the Northwest, I wanted them because I just keep getting tons and tons of requests from the fans. Where is Chainsaw and Spike? Where is the Heavy Metal Sisters? So I called them because I was helping Steve Kane. I don't know if you know Steve Kane. He does a radio show out of Chicago. I was helping him book the girls to come on his show, and I got them on, and they said, Royal, we were so petrified. They were scared deathly of me. And I said, why? And they're like, what do you mean, why? Go watch one of your videos. And I said, you're kidding me. And they said, no, when they told us that we had to work with you, we were so scared. And then they flat out said, we couldn't wrestle to save our life. So they had to figure out what can we do to help us get through a match. And they were actresses, and they just ran with it. And everything they did was hilarious. So all of that stuff wasn't written for them. There might have been some stuff that was suggested, maybe put something like this in or whatever, but they were doing all of that. They developed both of those characters, the Heavy Metal Sisters and the Housewives. Housewives, right? Yeah, Housewives.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've also played a second character. I don't know if you know that. Did you know I played a second character?
I did not.
You did not. So you're learning something today. I was also one of the hooded hillbillies. Do you remember them?
Yes.
The ones that came out in the white and black hood?
Yes.
I was Sarah in the white hood with the green leotard with the black legs. Doing the chains and all that, and screaming and yelling, and had that high-pitched voice, and we were acting like a bunch of hillbillies. That was me.
Nice.
Cool.
No, I thought, for sure, I thought it was going to be a dead giveaway because of my physique, because I've got really broad shoulders, and, you know, I'm not little, but I'm not big. I'm kind of in between, but I just thought my portion of, like, I have huge legs, but then I finally thought about it. When I'm Royal Hawaiian, I'm flesh tone. So you just look at, you see leg color. As Sarah, I wore the black. And what does black do? Black makes us look smaller, right? So I didn't think about that way back when, but just recently someone had asked me about that. And I said, well, you know what? Come to think of it, I was in flesh tone when I was Royal, and I was black when I was Sarah. So it will make it look smaller. So maybe you didn't know it was me. Because I wore the same type of suit, which was always a tank on top. And because I was so broad in the shoulders, I mean, I could play a football player without shoulder pads, you know. And then I thought for sure people knew that it was me. And so many people had no idea. And of course, they don't advertise it. Oh, by the way, Sarah's being played by the Royal Hawaiian or by April. But if you go back, now I couldn't tell you which episode it is, but our fans could tell you. There is one episode when I'm playing either Royal Hawaiian and David calls me April. he says, and April is going to throw her into the turnbuckle or something. So in the, and they didn't even dub it. They didn't go back and do a voiceover on it. And then one time I was Sarah and he called me either April or Royal Hawaiian. There were two times. Yeah, funny. And the fans know which episode because they saw it and they noticed that. And I didn't know that until someone brought it to my attention and they sent me the video and they told me exactly at what minute and second, listen to this. He calls you by your first name. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. But I thought it was funny that they never even had me, you know, or had David go in and do voiceovers because we did do that. You know, we did do voiceovers for some of the matches where they wanted more, you know, voice action. So we went in and we did some voice overs for them to dub in, and that was for the pilot. So when we did it for the video and it was pilot, they had us do some voiceovers for that. So.
Well, the time is drawing nigh for us.
Yes.
Unfortunately, April.
I know, it goes so fast when you're having fun.
It does, but I'm sure this won't be the last time we have you on the show.
No, anytime you guys let me know, and when you need me to work on getting one of the other girls, we can do that as well.
So what I'd like to do now is give you an opportunity to plug anything you want to plug for social media.
Okay, sure. I can give you all my
glow.
All my good things, and just to give the fans kind of an FYI for our upcoming events, we have, and I'm not sure that the date that your podcast is going to come out, but if in fact they're able to, that event I was talking about for next month is LA Comic Con, which is formerly the Stan Lee Comic Con. We will be there October 11th through the 13th. And that's at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And on Saturday the 12th is when we do our panel. So it's a Q&A. They put us in a conference room and there's like, I don't know, 50, 100, it just depends. And you can come in and ask whatever questions you have burning and would like answers to. And that's from 4 to 4:50 p.m. So if you can only come one day, maybe choose that day because that's when the panel is. So that's October. And then at the end of October, that's going to be October 26th, which is a Saturday. And right now, I believe it's still those three of us, myself, Hollywood, and Envy. We will be in New Jersey at 80s WrestleCon 2, and that's at the iPlay America, which is not too far from the airport, and it's in Freehold, New Jersey. So you can go on the internet and check that out, and that's going to be a one-day event, and that is October 26th. And then we have November 1st through the 3rd is Rhode Island Comic-Con. And so I know for that right now, it's myself in Hollywood. I think Gremlina, because this really is her event on the East Coast side. So Gremlina will be there. And I think, but don't quote me, I think Beastie might be there. And I'm not sure of any of the other girls, but that's the ones that I know of for now. So those are the upcoming. I don't have Hollywood scheduled because she's always, like today she's in, I believe, Cleveland. I think she's in Cleveland. I think she went to Cleveland this morning. So normally I have her schedule as well. And I want to say she's got something in New York in November. Whether I'm going to that or not, I don't know at this point. I might if it's something that I can, because she does a lot of stuff with some other, you know, groups and stuff. Other wrestlers, not necessarily women's, but they invite her to come. So she was talking about that, but I don't know what the date is or which event that is. And then next year, so far what we have is with you guys, and we're looking forward to that. And then if anybody needs to, my social media, you can find me on Facebook is April Enriquez, ENRIQUEZ 25. That's my lucky number, the day I was born. And that's at gmail.com. That's my email, but it's also my Facebook is under April Enriquez. You can find that. I do have Instagram, which is Royal Hawaiian spelled out, and it's H-A-W-A-I-I. It's like spelling Hawaii and adding an A-N, and it's got my 2-5 on the end of that, and that's Instagram. Everybody misspells Hawaiian. And then I do have Twitter, which is @glow_royal, and I don't go on that a lot because I'm still learning, but you can check me at Facebook, send a Facebook request. We post all of our stuff on there for me as well as the other girls. We do have a separate Facebook, which is Official Original Glow Girls 1985 to 1999. And that one you do, it's a private one, so you do need to friend request it, answer a couple questions, and then Hollywood or I will add you. And do answer the questions. It doesn't matter who it is, but we just like to see, do you know the girls? Who's your favorite? Have you seen any of us? Those kinds of questions. Just to kind of get a feel for, are you a loyal fan, or might you be someone new that's just discovered us by way of Netflix? So those are all my little goodies there. And want to thank all three of you for having me on today. And look forward to meeting you guys and seeing you in March. And if there's anything else you guys would like to do or know and you need some information, hit me up and I will check my resources in the Glow History bundle of guys and girls that we have that know all the Glow history, our historians. And it's a hoot. We love, you know, we get so excited, and it's so much fun to meet our fans. And, you know, we make a couple bucks selling t-shirts and hats, but to be honest, I do it to give back to the fans. I get more joy out of doing that and seeing that they're excited to meet us and they can't believe that we're actually in front of them. That's a delight in itself, and that's payback for me to know that they appreciated what we did back in the 80s. So any last questions or comments?
Yeah, I did. Just to, again, to clarify, March 6th and 7th, or 7th and 8th of next year, the 2020 Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo. The Royal Hawaiian and some of the other Glow ladies will be joining us for the weekend, and we're excited. And in light of the recent revelation this evening, the reason I brought up Jim as our ring announcer is last year at the Arnold, I kind of caught him off guard, and I got in, it was his birthday. So I kind of got in the ring, and I had like all the crowds say happy birthday to him to kind of embarrass.
Oh, well, we could do that. And that I know, then.
So we're going to have to task
that's
you. You're going to have to task you with either making him blush or making him
stutter. We can definitely do that. Believe me.
I have a secret. I have a secret.
You do? Okay, I'm writing.
Is my daughter's birthday.
Oh my goodness. So when is Jim
actually going to be training to become a wrestler by then?
Really? How old is she?
She'd be 24.
Awesome. So what is her name?
Shelby.
Oh my gosh. Do you know, is it S-H-E-L-B-Y?
It is.
That's how I used to spell my car is Shelby. I love that name. I love that name. So hers is March 6th. So then when is Jim's?
March 3rd.
So you guys were born in the same week. That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we will have to do something fun then for the birthday boy and girl. That's awesome.
Thanks a lot, Donnie.
Okay. You know, I probably would have figured that out anyway, Jim, without that.
Oh, this is true. This is true. Mm-hmm.
So, and since that would be before we're leaving, I would have known that before I left here.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, everything sounds like it's going to be really fun. Thank you for including us. And we really appreciate that. So we can, you know, go to a new area. We're always looking for somewhere new to kind of land our feet and see the fans in that area. So I'm excited. We have quite a few fans in Ohio. Mm-hmm. You know, it started with Mr. Mark, but we don't even call him a fan anymore. He's almost like our manager.
That's how we got connected.
Yeah. Oh, when we, are you kidding? When we came to Columbus, we were like, like real live, true celebrities. Like the red carpet was rolled out. We went everywhere. Everybody knew who we were. He, you know, I mean, we did all kind of fun stuff and it was like, we're nobody. What is all this? And it was just so much fun. So
yeah, I it's a scene where Mark took you to the zoo and the coast. Looks like you guys had a blast.
Oh my God. We had so much fun. So we look forward to it and I will be in touch and you guys as well. And I thank you for having me on today and you guys have a good rest of your evening.
Thank you so much, April. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too. My pleasure. Anytime. Good night, Chris, Jim, and Donnie. Okay. Aloha.
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 Bye.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, The Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.WrestleHorror.com.